Hello?
So, yes.
Hello.
Point of order, Janet.
Yes, Janet.
Can we now vote on to approve the agenda as amended?
Yes.
Point of order, Sasha.
Yes, Sasha.
So first, I want to say, Janet, I technically I agree with you, but in fact, before we voted, and I would say, what does Robert's Rules of Order have to say about this? I said three times that we were not voting to add this item to the agenda, and three times the chair responded that, yes, that's what we were going to do, that we were going to discuss this. So that's what the vote was about, as ridiculous as it is. I agree with you, Janet. I agree with you. But Robert's Rules of Order, I'd like somebody to please check. I don't have a copy. What they have to say about when the chair says one thing, and then after the vote is over, somebody talks her into saying something else. In terms of her rulings and what we're voting on.
Janet, can I make
Janet.
A suggestion?
Yes, please, Janet.
So, Chair,
and I apologize.
Can you clarify what you are meaning or saying? Maybe that could prevent something further from happening, but could you...
Right.
The motion to postpone, et cetera, was just approved. This is still the agenda approval, and apparently it was interpreted that you said something other than what the motion that was approved said.
Right.
So, Janet,
I think perhaps the way forward might be to have the secretary read... Let me just back up and say, unless there was a misunderstanding about what we were voting on, and I believe that I am misunderstood, and I really would like to move forward. So, and I apologize to everyone, but this has really kind of gotten away from me. So, I think that we need to make a decision as a committee about whether or not we have to make as a priority having a meeting with either the CFO or the auditor as soon as possible, since we have a hard deadline of June 30th to complete the 2015 audit.
Point of order.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this
wait,
is Janet.
Two people are speaking at once.
I made a point of order first.
And who is asserting that they
Janet.
Made a point of order first?
Janet.
Okay, Janet, go ahead.
So I hear what you're saying, Myla, but this there's a process to these meetings, and
okay.
We are in agenda approval, and
okay.
We just passed the motion, and we still haven't approved the agenda as amended, and we need to do that, and then wherever that might go, but...
Okay. Okay.
May we do that, please?
I'm pleased to have your guidance on this. So, Mr. Secretary, would you please take a vote on whether or not to approve the agenda?
Grace Aaron had a point of order, too.
Okay.
I just wanted to go to a vote on approving the agenda.
Great. Okay.
Point of information, Nancy?
Yeah.
Is there an objection to the... approving the agenda?
Oh, that's a wonderful suggestion. Do I hear any objections to approving the agenda?
Yes.
Agenda as amended.
Yes.
The agenda as amended. Okay. Do I hear any objections to approving? Excuse me. Who's objecting?
Nancy Sorden.
Okay. Then, Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Okay.
On whether or not to approve the agenda as amended.
Okay, yes, thank you. Sasha Futron.
And Sasha? Would people please mute your phones unless you're waiting?
No, that's a no for Sasha.
Thank you. Janet Cobrin.
Yes.
Thank you, it's a yes. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Jonathan Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Archie Wright.
Yes.
Thank you, yes. Let's see, who's next? Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Pass.
Pass. Okay, and myself, I'll abstain. Frank Lefevre?
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Sorden?
No.
No. And Nancy Sabara Naratomi, you passed.
Yeah, I passed. I'm going to say no.
No. Okay. I have five yes, three no, one abstention.
Okay.
Agenda is approved.
Oh, great.
And what about the chair's vote?
Oh, chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay. Thank you. Actually, in Robert's rules, you're not supposed to do that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's move on. Okay. Thank you. Let's move on. Okay. So the next item on the agenda is discussion of the proposed. Is this correct, Mr. Secretary, that we're next going to discuss the proposal to have a meeting and set the date for the next meeting?
Correct.
Set
the date and who, and if we're going to invite those people.
Okay, so I would entertain, the chair will entertain a motion now. Grace, I recognize you.
Okay. I suggest, after thinking about this for a few minutes, that we suggest three possible dates for the next audit committee meeting within the next 2 weeks and meet at whichever of those three dates is the most convenient for the auditor and the CFO, so that we're certain to have, if possible, both of them on the call.
Is there any discussion?
Yes. Nancy.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Nancy from KPFT. Nancy Sabra.
We would have to pick the three potential dates.
Okay, so I heard Nancy from KPFT?
Yes.
Okay, would you like to weigh in?
Yes, I just have a question. Due to the fact that the audit has not been paid for and we haven't gotten the results, what we're doing is we're meeting with the auditor again, just as we met the last time, last year, and with no new information that he will, well, I don't know if he's going to give it to us if we don't pay him for it. And we were severely criticized for the amount of money they charge. So don't you think we should sort of wait until, I know it's too late to say this because I was late on the call, but since we have the next audit done, paid for and then done, and then meet with them, shouldn't that be the order instead of asking them for, and we may not get any new information because we haven't paid for the.
Okay.
Janet from the stack.
Janet, I believe you're next on the stack.
Oh, so as far as whether the auditor has been paid in full for whatever, it's unknown. So I am going to amend Grace's motion to have the chair pro tem contact the CFO and the auditor to determine or to find out from them which of these three dates would be would work for them, get back to this committee and then schedule, and within the next 2 days, and then get back to this committee then schedule the next meeting based on that.
Is there any discussion on Janet's amendment?
Yes, Grace.
I heard Grace and I heard someone else.
Nancy.
William.
Well, hold on. So I heard Nancy, Grace, and William. I'm sorry. I heard Grace first. Grace, you have the floor.
Yes. I think that that's a good idea. We need to pick the three dates. So because the chair is being given 2 days to contact the CFO and the auditor, the dates will have to be 9 days from tonight to give proper notice. So I would let's look at a calendar and see what potential dates there are. The earliest date would be the Thursday, the 31st.
31st.
Thursday the 31st of March. Then I would suggest Friday, the 1st of April, because that's wide open. And Monday, April 4th, because that's also wide open. And if anyone prefers any other dates. So I'm suggesting the Thursday the 31st, Friday, April 1st, and Monday, April 4th.
Okay. I believe that William is on the stack. If you, are you done, Grace?
Yes.
Okay. William?
Okay. Nancy, I have Nancy Sorden.
Okay, Nancy, you'll be after Grace, after William.
Oh, even though I weighed in before he did.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you first. One of you, if William would like to defer to Nancy, that's quite all right with me.
Go ahead, Nancy. It's William.
Yeah, if we can't, if we're not likely to get any information from the auditor because we haven't paid him yet, then we should make sure we get someone who can give us the status as the CFO. We should make the dates dependent on whether or not we can get the CFO or the ED on the call who can update us on the audit. So I would like to make that amendment to the, or substitute that. I'm sorry, I'm not very good at Robert's rules, but.
I think that's like the amendment to the amendment. I don't think that we can actually do that.
Could you put Frank on the set?
Yes, Frank, you'll be after William.
Okay.
Okay. Are you done, Nancy? Can we hear from William?
I'm done.
William?
Okay, William, I make a substitute motion. This might be part of what Nancy was just saying.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Let me just interrupt you there. And could you just, as in your role as secretary, kind of tell us where we are? Because I believe we had a motion and now then an amendment to the motion and then another amendment and then a substitute. So are you keeping track of all of this?
I thought you told Nancy that she couldn't do that right now, so I didn't write down anything she said. Before that, Grace Aaron picked 3 dates. Before that, it was the motion that we added to the agenda to discuss this. So all we really have on the floor is Grace's amendment to the motion that we approved to add to the agenda.
Not correct. Point of order, Janet.
Janet, please weigh in.
We had originally Grace's motion, then I amended, talking about polling the CFO and auditor to find out which of the three dates they would be available, and then there was Grace's amendment, and that's it for levels.
Okay, so how does it sound to everybody if we just go ahead and can we call the question or vote on whether or not to is it proper to first vote, Janet, to vote on your proposed amendment to poll the CFO and the auditor to find out when they might be available?
Well, technically, we should do Grace's amendment for the three dates and then do that.
Okay, so if it's all right with everybody, why don't we just go ahead? So I think that what we need to do is discuss Grace's amendment to Janet's amendment. Is that correct?
Grace's amendment to Janet's amendment to Grace's amendment.
Oh, Lord.
Or Grace's motion, sorry.
Okay.
And so this is William. Does that mean that I can't make a substitute or have discussion?
Well, I think that what we can do, William, is correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that we can have discussion on Grace's amendment to Janet's amendment to Grace's motion.
Okay. I will discuss that tell you that when I can, I'll make a substitute motion. All this confusion about who can come and who can't come and polling the two, and you wouldn't make a poll, but you just ask the two people that you want to invite. The auditor should not be invited. As Nancy Sabaranara Tony pointed out, last year this committee was severely criticized for wasting untold number of dollars on these hunting or fishing missions with the auditor. The CFO will know what the status of the audit is. We don't need the auditor at this time. And we don't need to propose three dates, and I'm going to make a substitute motion whenever you let me.
Is there any further discussion?
No, I was putting my on the stack somewhere.
Yes, you are. Well, hold on. Frank Lefevre, would you like to discuss the amendment to Janet's amendment to Grace's motion?
Well, I don't want to get lost in all the amendments, and I hope this doesn't make a new one, but it sounds like a couple of people have already spoken up to say what I think is important, and the important thing that I think substantively, and where you put it in the substitutes and amendments, I don't know, but my first priority should be to find when the CFO is available and leave it at that. If we can get the auditor in at the same time, okay, fine. But that's really not important. The important thing is get the CFO with us.
Okay.
Sasha for the
Janet.
Okay, I heard Sasha and Janet. Sasha?
Yes, I agree with the prior two speakers. I think the important thing is to get the CFO, who will know the status.
Okay.
And we'll also know whether or not we should be spending money to have the auditor, if the auditor will come, he's owed money, and whether he thinks it's wise for us to be spending that kind of money to have the auditor there when the CFO can, in fact, answer the questions. And I think that could be left very open, that, you know, nobody's going to decline the auditor participating in a meeting if it's not going to cost us anything and it's needed because the CFO knows nothing about this, which I find highly unlikely.
Okay. Who is willing to speak? Janet.
Well, yeah. I sort of have a combination of a point of order and I want to comment, but I'll just make it a comment. So what we are discussing technically are three dates, March 31st, April 1st, April 4th, as possible dates that was Grace's amendment to my amendment to have the chair pro tem poll the CFO and auditor, find out which of the three dates that had been proposed in the original motion by Grace Aaron, they would be available, and to notify this committee within 2 days, and then notice the date of the meeting that works for them. I don't remember Grace's original motion had something to do with the next meeting and something about 3 days, which I'd like to hear what her original motion was. But I kind of agree about the inviting the auditor. I have a mixed feelings about inviting the auditor to this committee meeting. On the one hand, it would cost. On the other hand, this is the audit committee, and it needs to hear from the auditor. But so that's what my mixed feeling is about. I'll stop.
Is there any further discussion?
Oh, yes.
Frank, you have the floor.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that there's no harm in polling the auditor so we know whether he's available or not, but that doesn't commit us to inviting him.
Okay, and is there anyone else who would like to speak on the...
Grace Aaron.
Okay, Grace.
I believe, according to California law, it's the audit committee audit committee's responsibility to ensure that the audit is conducted, and it is not the responsibility to hire the auditor of the CFO or the ED. It's our responsibility, and I think that we should hear from the auditor, and we can add, if you all like, a little amendment to the motion to invite the auditor as well as the CFO by saying, if the expense to have the auditor
point of order
reasonable.
Point of order.
Hold on. Wait, Grace, hold on a second. Who is shouting that point of order?
I'm sorry, it's Janet. I mean, you can't have another motion. We already have three on the stack. Three.
Well, we're
levels.
Having a discussion right now, not a motion.
Right,
I believe.
But Grace is making a motion.
Okay, so then I'll stand by the original motion. And say that we do need to have to speak with the auditor.
Sasha,
Hold on.
What's the original motion?
I heard a point of order. Who?
Sasha.
Who's that? Sasha. Is there anyone else who shouted out a point of order, or was that just Sasha?
Janet, point of information.
Okay, so I don't know which has precedence, a point of information or a point of order?
Point of order.
Order.
So who made the point of order?
Sasha.
Okay, Sasha, you've got the floor. What's your point of order?
Sure. Is it possible for Grace to withdraw her original motion and we can start this from scratch? Because we're lost in these motions, and it seems that there is some degree of agreement about cost and the auditor, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
If we could at least start out with something that that didn't already have two amendments to it and therefore can't have another one, including by the maker of the motion.
Right.
Janet, point of order.
Yes, Janet.
That was not a point of order. That was a point of information. That was a question.
Okay.
And so I'd like the my point of information next. I mean, I had been...
Please.
Right. So, Grace, would you please tell us what your original motion was?
The original motion that we placed on the one that we passed when we approved the agenda? Or
no, the original motion about... this next meeting and inviting this, yeah.
Okay.
What we're talking about now.
It was the three dates about...
To invite the CFO and the auditor to an audit committee meeting to be held not later than 2 weeks from today, and to have the chair pro tem... check with.
No, that's my amendment. But
Wait, hold on. Excuse me, but Grace has the floor.
Sorry.
Okay. Would you continue, Grace?
Okay. That there are three dates, the 31st, the 1st, and the 4th, and the chair pro tem would check with the CFO and auditor to find out their best dates that they can meet with us, and then the chair pro tem would be notice the meeting, formally notice the meeting, for whichever date is most conducive to having both the CFO and the auditor attend the meeting.
Nancy Sabra and I, Tony on the stack, please.
Okay, Nancy.
Okay. I'm from KPFT. I just looked up our old email. It was Jose Luis Fuentes, and he, in the email, he says, we were charged because the audit committee met with the auditor, and we were charged 50 hours and billed by the auditor for the questions from the audit committee. And he's complaining it did not result in saving us any money, but wasted our limited resources. And then he guessed that the 40 hours they finally agreed to charge us amounted to around $10,000. So what I'm saying is, oh, I heard on the Finance Committee the 2014 audit has not been paid for but finished, and I think we should, you know, make these dates chosen after the audit is paid for, and we can get questions. We can ask the auditor about the 2014 audit. But
right.
to ask for a time, I'm sure they would like to. They would like to sit and talk with us and charge us as much as they want. I mean, do we want to do that?
Okay. Well, you okay? Is that all? We've heard you loud and clear. You've made that point numerous times.
Janet.
This is the second time, not numerous times. And I think
okay.
we should be very careful before we do this.
Right, gotcha.
And we could get the same information from the CFO, what's up to date, and even Lydia.
Okay. Janet?
Yeah, as Frank had said, we can
Janet, I apologize. We're getting a lot of excess noise. Can people please mute their phones? Okay, Janet has the floor.
Yeah, as Frank had said, we can find out the availability of the auditor and the CFO. Just finding the availability is one thing. Inviting the auditor to the meeting is another, but maybe we should discuss that after we address this particular motion with amendments.
Yes. Is there any further discussion? Okay, hearing none. Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll on the motion as the Grace Aaron's motion to for me as Chair Pro Tem to contact both the auditor and the CFO to find out what their availability is, whether or not either of them or both of them are available on March 31st, April 1st, or April 4th. And Janet, forgive me, but you amended Grace's motion, and
my amendment was to poll the polling part, but regardless, but to get back to this committee in 2 days, you know, that would need to, and then schedule notice the meeting.
Okay, that sounds good. So, Mr. Secretary, would you call the roll?
Excuse me, before you call the roll, point of information, what actually are we voting on right now? What is the wording, the exact wording of what we are voting on?
And who's asking?
Sasha.
Okay, Sasha. Mr. Secretary, do you have the exact wording, or would you like me to?
I'd prefer if you say it.
Okay. It's my understanding that we are...
That's your understanding. What is the wording of what we're voting on?
Who is this?
Sasha.
Sasha. Okay. We are voting on whether or not the Chair Pro Tem should contact the CFO and the auditor to find out whether or not they are available on any of these 3 dates, the earliest being March 31st, the second being Friday, April 1st, and the third being Monday, April 4th. And to figure out when they are both, when or if they are both available, the earliest possible date, and making notice of that meeting within 2 days.
So that's the amendment to the amendment to the motion. That's the amendment to the amendment to the motion. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
William for the stack.
Who is this?
William for the stack.
William, I thought we had closed discussion. Do you want to continue discussion? What do you have to say?
A point of information, then.
Yes, please.
If that's the amendment, what's the motion that it's trying to amend?
The motion was that that I contact the CFO and the auditor. The amendment was that I would get back to the committee within 2 days and post the date of the meeting.
The amendment to that was, which is what we're.
No, that was it. No, that was it. It was just the motion and the amendment to the motion.
I thought it was Grace made a motion.
No. Who's this? Who's speaking now? Who is speaking now?
Sasha.
No, Sasha. What we're voting on now is the motion as amended.
Well, okay. Point of information. Is it true that Grace made a motion and that Janet made an amendment to that motion and Grace made an amendment to Janet's amendment?
No, I believe Janet. No, Grace withdrew.
We're now
Grace withdrew.
Grace's amendment to Janet's amendment. Is that what we're voting on?
No. Grace withdrew her further amendment so that we're simply voting on Janet's amendment to Grace's motion.
Janet, may I clarify?
Janet, please.
All right. It was my understanding that Grace's original motion was that she moved to have the next meeting inviting the CFO and auditor on one of three dates. Her original dates were March 29th, April 1st, and April 4th. May I finish?
Okay, but I wrote down different dates.
And then I moved to amend saying, asking the Chair Pro Tem to poll the CFO and auditor on their availability on those dates. And then Grace amended that to, for the dates to be March 31st, April 1st, and April 4th.
So we're voting on the four dates, right? Those three dates.
Three dates.
All we're voting on
March
31st. Right now. It's my understanding that we vote in reverse order. We vote on the last amendment first, then the second amendment, and then the resolution as amended.
Right, and the last one was March 31st, April 1st, April 4th.
So that's all we're voting on right now.
Okay, let's vote. Mr. Secretary, would you call the roll on whether or not we're working with these three dates for our next meeting, either March 31st, April 1st, or April 4th? Please call the roll.
I'd like to, but I'd still wanted to make a substitute motion, and it's not clear to me that I cannot do it now because
we're voting on the amendment to the amendment to the motion.
Okay, and then after that, I'm going to make a substitute motion.
Okay.
Okay. Sasha Futron.
Yes.
Yes. Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Jonathan Alexander.
Yes.
Dorothy Reich. Don't hear you. Nancy Sutton.
I'm sorry, this is Dorothy. Did you hear me? I was muted. I voted yes. Okay?
Dorothy
votes yes.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Nancy Sutton, Baron Hartoni.
Abstain.
Abstain. William Hairwagon votes no. Frank Lefevre?
Yes.
Yes. And Nancy? Nancy, don't hear you.
William, you're fading in and out.
Nancy Sorden? Okay, those are six yes, one no, one abstention.
Great, so we've decided on the dates. Now, I believe that that we will be voting on whether or not I should get back to the committee within 2 days and post the results of the after ascertaining the availability of the chair of the CFO and auditor.
Point of information, Mrs. Grace.
Yeah, sure. Yes, Grace.
Okay. I believe that what I said was for that those three dates are acceptable to us, that you would poll the CFO and the auditor, find the best date for them, and then
yes.
just schedule it for that
okay.
date.
Okay.
One of those three.
Thank you.
Okay. William for the stack.
Okay, Nancy William. For the stack. Nancy from KPFT.
Okay. It's William and then Nancy.
Yeah. William, I'd like to make a substitute motion at this point. I don't think we're too deep now.
Okay.
Okay. Being that there's lots of confusion in this and calling people, polling people, setting up dates and maybe not this date, what if they cancel something and the PNB has a meeting, et cetera, my motion is that we invite the CFO to our next meeting on Tuesday, April 5.
Okay, is there any discussion on William's substitute motion?
Yes, this is Grace Aaron.
Yes, Grace.
I would be against this substitute motion because Fred Blair, who I guess has been listening on the stream to this meeting, he was the chair of the audit committee for 3 years. He said, it's absolutely standard practice for the auditor to meet with the audit committee several times during an audit. In fact, the auditor's budget any cost for this meeting into their budgets for the year's audit. It's built into the cost of the audit. So I don't know what information has been gotten in the past, but we are the audit committee. It's our responsibility to deal with the audit, which I believe, if possible, we should meet with the auditor. And
Janet.
So I'm in favor of meeting with the auditor if possible. If there's some reason, if the CFO feels that it's going to be too expensive or something, he can communicate to us. But I don't believe that that's the case.
Okay.
Janet.
We're discussing William's motion, and Janet, you have the floor.
I support William's motion. I think that it would be best to meet with the CFO first. We can always meet with the auditor, but let's meet with the CFO, find out about the status of the audit from the CFO and the money situation in terms of paying the auditor, and then on April 5th, decide to invite the auditor based on the information we get at a meeting shortly after that.
Okay. Is there any further discussion?
Hold on.
Yeah. Is that Frank?
Yes.
Frank, would you like to weigh in on William's substitute motion?
Yeah, well, I was going to ask for clarification. I don't understand how you can have a substitute motion how it can substitute for motion that's already passed, and we just vote on a procedure that assumed the possibility of meeting on March 31st, April 1st, or April 4th. I thought we passed that motion, and how do you substitute another motion for something that's already been passed? That's, I think that sounds like a revote, of which would have to be by somebody who had already voted in favor of the previous motion.
Janet, point of order?
Yes, Janet.
So what we voted on, those three dates, that was an amendment. We did not vote on the main motion, or the main motion is amended. There was a second amendment that we didn't vote on.
Right.
So
Janet, may I just finish? I just want clarification.
So William's substitute motion now is the third level of the original motion by Grace about inviting the CFO and chair to one of the three dates. Then my amendment to poll for to have this a chair pro tem poll, blah blah blah, and so this now is a substitute to those.
Okay.
Which?
Okay.
Well, let's get rid of the substitute as soon as we can.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on William's substitute motion? Okay.
Nancy on the stack.
Okay, Nancy, do you have would you like to weigh in on William's substitute motion?
Yes, I think it's a very conservative approach, and I don't understand why we want to talk to the auditor about anything when we haven't got anything new. I mean, new members want to hear what happened from the last time we talked with the auditor on the 2013 that was paid for and done, we can go into executive session, or we can discuss it, and so that people will know, or we can do it on the email. But I do want to talk with the auditor eventually, but I don't think it's correct that we should go immediately and before it's paid for. And I think this is a very conservative, and we can even add Lydia's name to the CFO.
Okay. So you're speaking in favor. You're in favor of William's substitute motion. Do we have any other discussion on William's substitute motion to invite the CFO on the 5th? Is there any further discussion? In that case, Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll on the substitute motion?
Thank you. Substitute motion for a meeting on April 5th. Inviting the CFO. Sasha Futron.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Grace Aaron.
No.
No. Jonathan Alexander.
No.
No. Dorothy Wright.
No.
No. Nancy Sabara-Narotomi.
Yes.
William Hairwagon, yes. Frank Lefevre.
No.
No. Nancy Thornton. Don't hear you. I think we've lost Nancy. So what do we have? We have tie vote, 4 yes, 4 no.
Should I say that again?
I'm sorry, would you break that down again?
4 yes, 4 no.
Okay, the chair votes no.
Chair votes no.
Point of information, I count 5 yes and 4 no. Sasha, Janet, Kay, Nancy Sabarano, Tommy, William, Deerwagon. Oh, Nancy Sorden. Then 4-4. Okay.
She didn't vote.
We cannot hear Nancy Sorden. Okay, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I'm finished.
Okay, so William's substitute fails, and now we will get back to the whether or not to approve the motion as amended by Janet. Grace's motion as amended by Janet.
No. We're voting on the amendment. I'm sorry, may I?
Okay, go please.
We're voting on Janet's amendment to Grace, amendment as amended to Grace's.
Oh, okay. Sounds
amendment.
Good. Okay. So can you clarify for us, Janet, exactly what we're voting on?
That the Chair pro tem is to poll the CFO and auditor to find out which of the three dates they are available from March 31st, April 1st, April 4th, and to now, and to get back to this committee within 2 days and schedule the earliest one.
Okay, I think we've had exhaustive discussion, and now we need to go to a vote. Would you, Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Sasha Futran.
Absolutely no.
No.
Point of information, Nancy. What are we voting on?
Janet just explained what we were voting on. We're voting on whether or not to have the chair pro tem contact the CFO and the auditor to find out when they might be available. We're voting on whether or not to amend Grace's original motion, which would instruct the chair pro tem to find out the availability of the auditor and the CFO and schedule a date and post a date for the next meeting.
And the dates
based on their availability.
The three dates. Those three dates.
And those dates are March 1st, March 31st, April 1st, or April 4th. Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Yes, we had one no already. Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Jonathan Alexander.
Yes.
Dorothy Reich. Dorothy Reich. Don't hear you. Nancy Sabarin Aratomi.
No.
No. William Hairwagon, no.
I'm sorry, this is right. Dorothy. I was muted again. Dorothy votes yes. I'm sorry.
Yes for Dorothy. Thank you. Frank Lefevre.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Nancy Sorden, did you get back on the call?
Yeah, I'm sure you put the right thing that you volunteer.
Somebody needs to mute. Telling somebody how to vote.
Dorothy, would you mute your phone, please?
Nancy Sorden, back on the call or not? No, I don't hear you. So the vote so far is 5 yes, 3 no.
Okay. I'd like to move immediately to vote on the motion as amended.
Okay. Motion as amended. Sasha Futran.
No.
No. Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Yes. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Jonathan Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Dorothy Reich.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Nancy Sabarin Aratomi.
No.
No. William Hairwagon, no. Frank Lefevre.
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Sorden may not be on the call still. Okay, again, 5-3.
Okay. Moving forward, it's my understanding that we are going to postpone our discussions of both the status of the 2014 audit and the 2015 audit until the next emergency meeting, which we will soon learn, hopefully, which dates that will be, and I will post it. And so I believe we're on to the original item 8 on the agenda, which is discussion of previous management letters.
Janet, point of order?
Yes, Janet.
It was item 6, 7, and 8 that were postponed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay.
And may I,
Yes, please. Continue.
This meeting did not list an adjournment time, but it's usually 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It is already 2 hours. I move to adjourn.
Do I hear any objection?
I second the motion.
Is there any objection? In which
no.
case, pardon, hearing no objection?
No, no.
Oh, go ahead.
No, no objection. No objection.
Okay. Well, hearing no objection, this meeting is adjourned.